Good evening, and welcome to Kisser Yoimi for the 22nd of Cheshvan. We're on page 223 in the Kitzur Yomis from Art Scroll. We're starting Siman Tes Zayin. Obviously, we're starting from Sif Aleph, and we are learning, continuing talking about the halachas of davening. We spoke previously about how to make a minyan and whether the minion always has to stick around. And now we're talking about interruptions, which another point, one of the members of the Yemi group wishes that there were more signs for some of the halachas, which come up daily. And therefore, perhaps this siman went also needs signs. Let's start. Kriyas Shema Ushloish Birchaisa, the Shema, and its three accompanying brachas, Shehein Yotzer, which are the blessing beginning with Yetzer, Avirabba, and of course the bracha of Avirabba, Emes V'Yatziv, and the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, which comes right after Kriyashma V'chein, B'mayriv Kriyashma U'berchas. And similarly, the bracha is by Mayriv, right? By Mayriv, there are two brachas before Shema and two brachas after Shema. During the week, regular, during the morning, rather, there are two brachas before Shema and one bracha after Shema. Sehem Chamurim Yetzer and Psukah D'Zimra. Interrupting by those brachas are much more strict then Psukah D'Zimra, which we've already discussed when a person is allowed to interrupt and what he can interrupt for a Psukah D'Zimra. And for the purpose of these are split into different sections, which we will talk about interrupting between the sections or interrupting during the sections. And the following places are between the sections. Between the words Yetzer Hamo'iris, which is the end of the first bracha of Birchas Krishma, La'avirabba, so between the end of the first bracha of Birchas Krishma, which ends with Yetzer Hamo'ores, and before Avirabba, is one split of a section. Bein Habricha B'Am Yisrael Ba'ava L'Shma Yisrael, between the end of that bracha, Habricha B'Am Yisrael Ba'ava, and the first section of Shema is another separation. Bein Uvish Arecha L'Vahoya, between Uvish Arecha and Vahoya, which is between the first and the second parashah, is a Kriyashma, Bein Uvisharecha, Bein Ala Oretz, Levayemer, between the second parsha and the third parsha, these are all Bein HaPrakim. So again, between the brachas and Kriyashma, and between the different parshas of Kriyashma. Now, what's the relevance? Sif Beis. Bein HaPrakim, when one is between these sections, Mutir Loimer Amen Al Kol Bracha Shehu Shemeh. A person is allowed to say Amen as long as he's between this sections. If he's allowed to answer Amen, then certainly he's allowed to respond to Kedusha or to Kaddish, meaning it sounds like when he says Kaddish, that he's referring to specifically Amen Yesh Mirabah or other Bracha, actually, any Amen during Kaddish. Now, interesting note 8, it says if one hears Kaddish, even when between sections, he may respond only with Amen Yesh Mirabah and the following Amen, meaning Amen to Damiran Ba'almah. Person can't just answer Amen to all sections of Kaddish. So again, he's allowed to answer Amen and certainly allowed to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Aval Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy Loyemer, and like we've said earlier, he's not allowed to say the words Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. That would be an interruption in between the sections of Kriyashma. Similarly, it's very important halacha. If a person hears while he's in between sections, he hears that the congregation is saying Kriyashma. He should not say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Eli Yemer Mashu Oimer Bikolram. Rather, interesting, he should say what he was already saying. Hiderech Shoimrim Hakahal Shema Yisrael. In the same manner that the congregation recites Shema Yisrael, Shiyehe he should make it appear as if he is saying Shema with them. So a very interesting halacha. The person is Bein HaPrakim. He's between the sections of Birchas Kriyashma, or between the sections of Kriyashma, where he's allowed to answer Amen, he's allowed to answer Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Kedusha. He's also allowed to make it sound like he is saying Kriyashma, even though he's not saying Kriyashma. Right, so if they're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem, and he's up to some other part, so he's allowed to, he should go na 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 na, whatever it is, however Negan he might be saying Kriyashma, he should follow that tune and make it appear that he is saying Kriyashma in order that he should not be separate from the tzibur that is saying Kriyashma and being accepted upon themselves. They're the Oil Malchus Shemayim. Sif Gimel, we're up to page 225. Sif Gimel, beemsa. When a person is in the middle of a section, let's say he's in the middle of the first parsha of Kriyat Shema, or he's in the middle of the bracha that starts Yetzer Ara, it ends with Yetzer HaMa'oreis. During that bracha, a person is not allowed to respond to Amen. Rak Acher Birchas HaKel HaKadosh, he's only allowed to answer the Amen that comes after that the Chazan says HaKel HaKadosh. The Acher Birchas Shemei Tefillah, he's also allowed to answer Amen after the Chazan says Shemei Tefillah. Only those two Amens. It's always interesting to me that you're expected to be paying such close attention to the Chazan saying his Chazar Sashatz when you're in a different section of davening to know which Amen he's up to. Ubekadish, regarding whether a person is allowed to respond to Kaddish, Yemer Amen Yishmei Rabba Mvorach Le'lam L'mel Maya, he's allowed to answer Amen Yishmei Rabba when he is in the middle of a section, and like we said earlier, he is allowed to answer that Amen also, which we would call the end of the first section of Kaddish. Yemer Gamkin Amen. But he's not allowed to answer any other Amen. For example, he cannot answer the Amen of Yiskadel Vizkadesh Mirabah. He cannot answer that Amen because those Amens are not part of the primary Kaddish. Ubikadusha, and regarding answering by Kedusha, if he's in the middle of a section of Kriyishma or Birchas Kriyishma, Yishtaik v'yishma me'ach shliach sibar, he should remain silent and listen to what the Chazan is saying, v'yoymer imakal, and then respond with the rest of the congregation, Kaddish, 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 v'shem tzivakas melech la'aretz kevoyde, he's allowed to say only that section, but not any of the completing sections, meaning, and also not the first section. So it does not say, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, he would not say Nikadesh es Shemcha Baylam, or according to Nusach Sfarad, he would not say Nakdishach v'Naritzach. He would not say that, but he would answer Kaddish Kaddish, v'yishtak, and then he stays quiet again. V'yemer Makal, once again, he says with the congregation, Baruch Kevod Hashem Kaimai, he answers that now. V'yayser le'yemer, but he doesn't say anything more of the other other responses. According to this, it would seem that you don't say even Yimlech Hashem le'yalam, v'yena mekar Kedusha, because all those are not part of Kedusha. In note 17, he writes that the praise of the standard Kedusha is omitted, as are all the additional praises and prayers recited in the Kedusha of Shabbos and the festivals. You would not be answering any of those words when you're in the middle of a section of Kriya Shema. So it's very important. The person comes late to shul for whatever reason, or a person's going slower than the tzibur, and he finds himself to be inside one of the sections. He's in the middle. He just started saying V'yahavta l'shem l'kecha b'chol levavcha, and the Chazan is saying Kedusha, so he should just, of course, be absolutely silent. He should not continue. But he's only allowed to respond to Kaddish Kaddish and Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimen Kaimen. Bim Shemeh Baruchu, if he hears Baruchu, Bein Men Shliach Tzibur, whether he hears it from the Chazan, Bein Men Ha'Oil HaTayr, or he hears a person getting an Aliyah and saying Baruchu Hashem Amin Vayroch, Oine Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam, but he's allowed to respond to that, even in the middle of a section of Krishma. V'gam Omein She'acher Berchas Ha'Oil, he's also allowed to answer Omein that after the person gets his Aliyah. He's allowed to answer that Omein. So again, very interesting. Certain things you're really allowed to interrupt with. You're allowed to interrupt, like we said, the Amin after Akel HaKadosh, the Amin after Shemei Tefillah. He's allowed to say Amin Yishmei Rabba, and he's allowed to say the Damiran Ba'oma V'imru Amin, Amin part of Kedusha, of Kaddish. And in Kedusha, he's allowed to answer Kaddish Kaddish, and he's also allowed to answer Baruch Kevod Hashem Kaimai. By Baruch Hu, he's allowed to answer, and he's also allowed to answer Amin by the person who gets an Aliyah. This obviously would do great with a chart. And if the congregation is saying Maidin Dirabanan, meaning, the Chazan has said Moedim, and now everyone else is supposed to be saying Moedim Rabbanan. Yishcha Gamkin, he should bow over like them. V'yemer Moedim Anachnu Lach, he should only say the first three words, Moedim Anachnu Lach. V'lo Yoser, and no more. V'im Shemea Kol Ram, another halacha. If he hears thunder and he's in the middle of the section of Kriyishma or Birchas Kriyishma, Yesh Ayim Demutya Loi Gamkin Lavzik. Some say he's allowed to interrupt and answer and say the bracha Shkecha Gerosim Moli Olam that a person would say at that time. And some say that you would not be allowed to interrupt. Generally, about these disputes about brachas, of course, it's suffik brachas lahakil, and therefore we would not make the bracha in that case. Sif dalid. Elo hafsakas, when one interrupts his prayers to respond, which we've discussed a whole bunch of interruptions, sha'amarnu shemutu lahafsak b'emsa perek, those interruptions which we said you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of a section, imhu ba'brachas, if he's in the middle of reciting the brachas that accompanies Shema, yechavin she'ei ha'hafsak, now it's an issue, you're in the middle of making a bracha, and then you're interrupting your bracha in the middle, yechavin she'ei ha'hafsak, he should at least arrange his prayers so that the interruption will be made hecha the salik and yana at a point in the prayer when an idea is completed and not in the middle of an idea. What does that exactly mean? So note 22, it says, one may not interrupt in the middle of the conclusion of each of the blessings. Right? If you're in the middle saying the words Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't now say Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. So that you certainly cannot do. As soon as he recited the words Baruch Atah Hashem, he's not allowed to interrupt at all. But when if it's before that, so a person should try to conclude whatever idea he's talking about. Obviously, this only works if you understand what you're saying during davening. But you should conclude a certain section and then say the interruption. V'imhu b'kriya shma, if he's in the middle of kriya shma, yechavin she'ya hefzik bein pasuk l'pasuk. At the very least, even if you could not finish a section of Kriya Shema, you should at the very least finish a pasuk before you interrupt to say any of these interruptions. BME Efshar is impossible to do so. Mutur la hafsek afilu b'emtza pasuk. So then, if you have no choice, you are allowed to interrupt even a pasuk. V'yaskal achar kach mitchilas pasuk. And then, when you finish kedusha, you finish the interruption, you must go back to the beginning of that pasuk. Sif, hey, Masha Marna, that which we have said. Shemutur la hafsek b'emtza perek. That it's permitted to interrupt in the middle of a section for those things that we mentioned above. Remember that you're allowed to interrupt for this whole list. The halacha does not apply. You might interrupt in a lot of places, but you cannot interrupt in the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And you also cannot interrupt. That is impossible. You're not interrupted by those parts. Because in that section, it's also totally to interrupt at all. And even if a king were to interrupt you at that time and say, how you doing? Well, a person may not respond to a king. And obviously, we're not talking about a king that will kill someone. In that case, a person would be allowed to respond. And between the words Ani Hashem Lekechem LeEmes VeYatziv, which we would say Hashem Lekechem Emes, between those words Gam Kin LeYafsek Klal, you may not recite Kedusha at that time or any of the other interruptions. Mishum Lechsiv Bekra, because there's a pasuk that says Hashem Lekim Emes, Hashem God is true, or Hashem God is real. Leka, the only thing that's truly real. Leka Chein Mavsekin Bein Lekechem Emes, because of this pasuk, because Hashem has to be put with this word Emes, so therefore we may not interrupt. And it's proper to be very careful not to interrupt. It's good to not interrupt between Hashem Lekechem Emes V'Yatziv also, if you can wing it. Because Yatziv also means truth. Emes means truth. And therefore, we want to keep Emes V'Yatziv together with Hashem Lekechem. And afterwards, and after you say V'Yatziv, then that wouldn't be a problem to make interruptions. And then with the concluding point of this section of Siman Test Zion, we say over here, Din Lishol B'Shalom, regarding the laws about talking to somebody or greeting somebody in the middle of davening, or to respond to another's greeting, since nowadays people are not offended if you don't respond to them immediately, therefore, even though the Gemara discusses making interruptions in order to return someone's greeting or to greet someone of importance, we don't do any of these interruptions because people are not offended by not being responded to. Unfortunately, halacha b'yadua, this is quite well known. You might be saying good Shabbos to a person 15 times in a row, and the other person, of course, with down the kaf schos, the other person was thinking very, very deeply of a very deep halacha, or he was thinking that it's parshas chayisara, and that he has thinking of all the shidduchim ideas that he was having, that he wasn't able to respond because he had his head full of shidduchim ideas. And so therefore, people don't respond, and people are therefore not insulted nowadays by those who don't respond. Everyone should have bracha. That's lacha.